morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
I think we all know that our nation, the nation that we live in, has a lot of deep divisions.
我想我哋都知道喺我哋而家生活嘅国家入边有好多好深刻嘅分裂。
I thought it would be over after the election.
我初头以为喺总统选举之后就会完结。
But it still continues.
但系呢啲分裂依然都继续。
Even yesterday, there were two protests at Boston Common.
就算喺寻日啊，我哋喺 Boston Common 都有继续有好多嘅抗议。
Some supporting President Trump and some against President Trump.
有啲系支持特朗普总统，有啲系反对。
And certainly the campaign and the election of President Trump has exposed a lot of deep differences in viewpoints.
的而且確，特朗普總統嘅競選同埋佢當選，都暴露咗我哋國家入邊好多好深刻嘅分歧同埋觀點。
Now I agree with some of his policies.
有一啲特朗普總統嘅政策，我係同意嘅。
But I also disagree with some of his policies.
有一啲我就唔同意啦。
And certainly his style is very divisive.
而佢嘅風格係好容易產生分歧嘅。
He is confrontational.
係好有對抗性嘅。
He say has a lot of remarks that offend people.
講好多嘅説話係好容易冒犯人。
And he makes statements without backing it up.
好多嘅説話都係冇乜根據嘅。
And maybe you've had heated discussions with your friends or co-workers.
而你喺你同你嘅工作上面嘅伙伴或者你嘅朋友都可能有啲好激烈嘅讨论。
Or maybe someone in our church.
或者喺教会入边都有。
And certainly this political division can affect Christians and can affect our church.
而呢啲政见上面嘅分裂系好容易影响到我哋嘅基督徒或者我哋嘅教会。
Because each side may feel that their candidate more represents the Christian position.
因为每一方面都可能会觉得佢哋所谂嘅佢所支持嘅都系更加能够代表基督教嘅立场。
And as they take that position, sometimes the debate and discussions can get very heated.
而当我哋各持己见嘅时候，呢一啲嘅讨论可能会变得好激烈。
Some people use social media in those debates.
好多人会用啲社交嘅媒体去继续呢啲嘅讨论。
And they don't think through exactly what they're going to say.
但系好多时候我哋唔会好深思熟虑咁去谂。
Sometimes they make exaggerated statements.
好多时候会好夸张。
Sometimes they label people.
亦都会去人身攻击去指点人。
And so those discussions over social media are very destructive.
呢一啲喺社交媒体嘅讨论系好多时候会带有好大嘅破坏性。
And sometimes those discussions can be even inside the same family.
呢啲討論有時甚至會喺屋企入邊發生。
Many of you are parents.
當中在座係父母嘅。
And maybe you've had discussions with some of your children.
你可能同你仔女有傾過。
And certainly each generation sees things differently.
唔同嘅世代睇事物都唔同。
Maybe.During Christmas or Chinese New Year, you had these discussions.
当喺假期喺圣诞节喺新年嘅时候，你可能有呢啲嘅讨论。
And it ended up being a big feud in your family.
可能会闹大交。
So this morning I want to look at the Bible.
今日我哋想系睇一睇圣经。
I believe the Bible tells to us that we need to preserve our unity in Christ.
我相信圣经教导我哋要维持基督徒嘅合一。
Now you may ask, well, why is that so important?
你可能会问点解合一咁重要？
Well, certainly it was important to Jesus.
对耶稣基督嚟讲系非常嘅重要。
If you were to look at John chapter 17, you read the prayer that Jesus prayed before he went to the cross.
喺主耶稣基督上十架之前，佢嘅祷告，你喺约翰福音十七章入边可以睇到。
And in that prayer, in verse 21 of John 17, he prays particularly for the future church.
在第十七章二十一节，主耶稣基督为到未来教会去祷告。
And Jesus prayed this, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
约翰福音十七章二十一节咁讲，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差我来。
So of all the things that Jesus could have prayed for the church, he prayed for unity.
在所有主耶稣基督可以为教会去祈祷的事项上面，他选择合一。
Because unity is important to Jesus.
因为合一对主耶稣基督重要。
And he cites as one of the reasons why it's so important is that it is a witness to the world.
在祷告里面，主耶稣基督讲，合一可以令到世界知道主耶稣基督。
That the unity of the Christians will really send a message to the people in the world.
信徒合一可以令世界知道主耶稣基督的信息。
A famous pastor said this.
一个好出名的牧师曾经咁讲。
He said, "The local church is the hope of the world."
一个地区的教会是这个世界的希望。
Another famous pastor said this.
另外一个好有名的牧师就咁讲。
A divided church will never heal a broken nation.
一个分裂咗嘅教会永远都唔能够医治一个破碎嘅国家。
And so this morning I want to look at the three passages that were just read.
我哋今日想睇头先读过嗰三段嘅经文。
And I believe that these verses will help us to preserve our unity in Christ.
呢三段经文可以帮助我哋保持基督徒入边嘅合一同埋团结。
Now the first point I want to make is that we need to have unity through Christ in love.
第一样重要嘅系我哋需要喺合一入边彰显到我哋神嘅爱。
In the passage that was read was from 1 Corinthians.
我哋头先读到哥林多前书。
And if you know anything about the church at Corinth, you'll know that it was a church that was divided.
大家都可能知道哥林多教会系一个严重分裂嘅教会。
There were different factions.
有唔同嘅党派。
There were different disputes.
唔同嘅争论。
They even had lawsuits against each other.
甚至告上法庭添。
And some of the things they dealt with were some of the people in the church would idolize certain human leaders.
其中一个好大问题系佢哋会喺唔同嘅党派入边去崇拜一啲人嘅领袖。
Some would idolize, for instance, the Apostle Paul.
有啲会崇拜去保罗。
Others would idolize a preacher named Apollos.
另一班人可能会去崇拜阿波罗。
If you read the chapter on Holy Communion in this chapter, you'll see that there are also even divisions that related to Holy Communion.
如果你读到圣餐嘅话，你亦都可以睇到喺就算喺圣餐上面亦都有争端。
There was divisions between the rich and the poor.
富有嘅同埋贫穷嘅当中有好多好多嘅争论。
In particularly related to the passage that was read, there was differences over spiritual gifts.
而特别严重嘅系有好多关于属灵恩赐嘅争论。
Now, spiritual gifts are God-given abilities for service.
属灵恩赐系神俾我哋嘅特别嘅能力去为嘅系去侍奉神。
And so it seemed that some people in the church would emphasize the spiritual gift they had.
在教会里面可能有些人是特别去着重他们自己拥有的属灵恩赐。
And they felt their spiritual gift was the most important.
他们觉得自己拥有的属灵恩赐是特别重要的。
And that caused a lot of problems and jealousies within the church.
令到教会里面很多的嫉妒。
For instance, someone would have the gift of helping people.
其中一个例子是可能有些人会有一个属灵的恩赐去帮助其他人。
And some people would have the gift of teaching.
有其他人有属灵的恩赐去教导。
So obviously both are important.
两者都是重要的。
But yet sometimes people would say, no, mine is more important than yours.
但喺哥林哥教会，佢哋就可能会话，我嗰样属灵恩赐系重要啲。
And so Paul, one of the things that Paul wrote was to remind people that the church is like the human body.
所以保罗喺呢篇书上边讲，教会就好似一个身体一样。
That Jesus Christ is the head of this body.
而主耶稣基督就系呢个肢体嘅头。
But we know the body is composed of different members.
呢个身体有唔同嘅部分。
It is very diverse.
有好多唔同嘅部分。
And so you have the hand.
你有手。
You have the foot.
有脚。
You have eyes.
有眼。
You have ears.
有耳。
And they're all different.
全部都唔同。
They certainly have certain strengths.
有唔同嘅优点。
And they have certain weaknesses as well.
有唔同嘅短处。
And so Paul was reminding the Corinthian church that the church is like a human body.
所以保罗喺呢度提醒哥林多教会就好似一个身体一样。
And we may have certain strengths.
我哋有唔同嘅优点。
But it doesn't mean that everyone will have the same strength.
但唔代表每一个人都有相同嘅优点。
And you notice that I included the beginning part of chapter 13.
你喺呢度留意到我哋头先都读到13章嘅开始。
And many of you know that chapter talks about love.
大家都知道13章讲嘅系爱。
Sometimes people think that it relates to marital love and they'll use it in their wedding.
好多时候我哋都觉得呢一段经文入边讲嘅爱系同婚姻上面嘅爱有关，所以喺婚礼上面成日都听到。
But Paul was writing about love in relationship to unity in the church.
但喺呢度保罗系讲紧爱系关于我哋嘅合一。
He says that basically if you may have all kinds of different spiritual gifts.
佢呢度讲，你可能有好多唔同种类嘅属灵恩赐。
But those spiritual gifts are worthless if they are not used without love.
但呢啲属灵恩赐全部都冇用，如果我哋唔能够系用喺有爱嘅情况之下。
And so we also live in a church that is very diverse.
我哋本身教会都好多样性。
Even if you utilize the same language.
就算喺语言上面都系。
Because all of us have different backgrounds and perspectives.
因为我哋每个人都有唔同嘅背景，唔同嘅睇法。
But if you think about our seven congregations, it is very diverse.
但如果你谂翻我哋七个堂会系好多唔同嘅地方。
Maybe someone on the outside looking at our church will say, oh, everyone's the same.
一个外人睇嘅时候，可能觉得我哋每一个人都一样。
But we have people who are Cantonese speaking.
但我哋有讲广东话嘅。
Many of you grew up in Hong Kong.
好多可能喺香港长大。
You're used to a certain kind of government.
我哋可能好习惯某一种嘅政府嘅制度。
Your parents brought you up in a certain way.
我哋嘅父母将我哋用一个既定嘅方式带大。
And so you have a certain kind of viewpoint.
所以我哋睇嘢嘅方法亦都可能系相似。
You also know that we have Mandarin people in our church.
与此同时，我哋亦都有国语堂嘅弟兄姊妹。
Many of them were born in China.
好多系喺内地出生
，and grew up in China，
喺内地长大
，and they see things very differently。
佢哋睇事可能好唔同
，because their experience and upbringing were different。
因为佢哋成长嘅过程同埋经验都好唔同。
And then there are people like myself who were born in the United States。
亦都好似陈牧师咁，可能喺美国土生土长。
And we are English speaking。
佢哋系讲英文嘅。
But it's not just the language.
但唔淨止係語言。
It's the way that we were brought up in this country.
係佢哋成長嘅經過，同埋喺呢個國家上面嘅生活。
And so as all of these are brought together into one church, Jesus desires that we be united.
當我哋唔同背景嘅人全部坐埋一齊嘅時候，主耶穌基督想我哋合一。
And one of the differences that we have may be political.
而其中一個最唔同嘅地方，可能我哋嘅政治觀點。
Now it's good that Christians care about what's going on in our country.
基督徒關心社會絕對係好嘅。
And it's good that people want to get involved.
我哋想参与亦都系非常之好。
But again, sometimes we may have different positions because of our different backgrounds.
但系基于我哋有唔同嘅背景，我哋可能有唔同嘅观点。
And we may have discussions and debates.
我哋可能有唔同嘅讨论，唔同嘅辩论。
But Paul reminds us that whatever you're going to do, you're going to do it with love.
但系无论点样讨论都好，我哋都要当中有爱。
That we care about one another.
我哋要关心对方。
Not just to win the argument.
唔系净系去赢咗呢个辩论。
Not to hopefully be in the quote correct position.
我哋唔系净系要做一个啱嘅睇法。
But we need to do any kind of discussion in love.
我哋嘅讨论当中要有爱。
And Ephesians 4:15 says we are to speak the truth in love.
以弗所书四章十五节话我哋要以爱心说诚实话。
So it's not to say that we abandon our biblical positions.
我哋唔可以放弃圣经嘅真理。
But we need to stand upon God's truth.
我哋要坚持神嘅真理。
But we need to apply it with grace and with love.
但系当我哋讲嘅时候，我哋需要有爱，要有恩慈。
Let me give you an example.
等我俾大家一个例子。
If I were to ask you to list down the 12 disciples of Jesus, I doubt if many of you could do it.
如果我要你而家呢一刻写低十二使徒嘅名字，我相信在座当中可能有好多人做唔到。
There's a list in Matthew chapter 10 verses 10 2 through 4.
不过马太福音十章二至四节就写低咗啦。
And one of the persons in that list is Matthew the tax collector.
当中其中一个使徒是马太，他是税吏。
And so many of you may be familiar because he wrote the Gospel of Matthew.
我哋记得马太，因为他写马太福音。
Many of you know that he was a tax collector.
但大家都可能会记得他是一个税吏。
Now it doesn't necessarily mean that he just worked for the IRS.
他不是只是好像为联邦税局去工作这样。
You have to understand that the Jewish people were conquered by the Romans.
在当时的环境里面，犹太人是受到罗马政府的统治。
And so the Romans were sort of this the enemy.
所以罗马政府好就好似一个敌人一样。
And the Jewish people resented the control of the Romans.
犹太人好唔中意罗马人去统治佢哋。
But Matthew collected taxes that would go and support the Roman government.
但马太作为一个税吏就会去向犹太人收钱，然之后交俾罗马政府。
In fact, some of those tax collectors were very unethical and even got more extra money for themselves.
而当时有好多嘅税吏会特登收多一啲嘅税项去中饱私囊。
But Matthew probably was hated by the Jewish people.
所以马太当时好可能是被好多嘅犹太人去所仇视。
Because he was someone who was supporting the enemy.
因为他当时他选择了去为一个敌对的政府去工作。
And maybe some of you who are older may kind of relate to when Japan conquered parts of China.
当中如果年长啲嘅会众可能可以想象，好似当日本占领中国嘅时候。
That people who worked and cooperated with the Japanese government were seen as part of the enemy.
一个中国人去帮日本占领政府嘅时候做嘢，可能会觉得系帮敌人做嘢。
So Matthew was one of Jesus' disciples.
马太系主耶稣基督十二使徒之一。
But if you go down the list, you'll also see someone called Simon the Zealot.
如果你继续睇呢个名单嘅时候，你会发现另外一个人叫做粉锐党嘅西门。
He was part of the Zealot Party.
佢系粉锐党嘅其中一个成员。
The Zealot Party was very zealous in trying to overthrow the Roman rule.
粉锐党好热心去希望推翻罗马政府。
They hated paying taxes to the Roman government.
好唔中意交税俾罗马政府。
And they were trying to do everything they could to incite revolution against the Romans.
好想反抗，好想去开始一场革命。
And so here is Jesus calling his disciples.
所以主耶稣基督呼召十二使徒。
We have Matthew the tax collector.
有一个税吏马太。
We have Simon the zealot.
有一个愤锐党嘅西门。
And the, you might say they come from opposite political spectrum.
佢哋喺呢个政治嘅光谱入边系完全相反。
But the amazing thing is that they were united in Christ.
但好神奇嘅，佢哋喺基督入边合一。
They were able. I'm sure they must have had discussions and debates.
我相信佢哋都有好激烈嘅讨论嘅。
But they were united in Christ.
但系喺基督入边，佢哋合一。
And tradition tells us that they went on after Jesus ascended into heaven. They were involved in spreading the gospel.
当基督主耶稣基督升天之后，佢哋两个都去参与传福音嘅工作。
And they were both martyred for their faith.
两个都为主殉道。
And so we can see that there is diversity.
我哋睇到有多样性嘅存在。
But there is unity in Christ.
但系都可以合人。
We just prayed for four of our missionaries.
我哋刚刚为四个宣教士去祷告。
And I think we really see that the missionaries are people who love to spread the gospel.
我哋睇到宣教士好希望、好热心去将福音广传。
And they have been called to different peoples and different parts of the world.
佢哋受到呼召去到世界唔同嘅地方去传福音。
And so we accept certainly the diversity among the missionaries.
我哋对宣教士嘅多样性，我哋好开，我哋绝对接受，亦都好开心。
Now, if one of the missionaries, for instance, could be someone who reaches out to the Muslim people,
当中有宣教士可能去到穆斯林国家去宣教。
And so many people would see that there's a great need for a gospel witness among the Muslim people.
我哋好多人都会睇到喺呢啲穆斯林国家好需要有基督嘅见证。
Whereas others may be called to, let's say, go to China.
亦都有其他宣教士可能要会翻到去中国大陆。
Because they have a heart for their own country.
因为佢哋对自己嘅国家好有负担。
They see that there's so many Chinese.
佢睇到有好多嘅中国人。
And so they feel called to minister in China.
所以佢哋想翻去服侍佢哋嘅同胞。
Well, who is right?
边个系啱嘅咧？
Can they not both be serving Jesus Christ?
佢哋两个都系服侍紧主耶稣基督。
Because God has given them different backgrounds and perspectives.
神俾佢哋有唔同嘅背景，唔同嘅睇法。
And that relates to God's calling for each person.
两种唔同嘅睇法都系神嘅呼召。
And so I think that's another example of how there is unity within the midst of diversity.
呢个系另外一个喺多样性入边，我哋依然都可以保持合一嘅例子。
The second point I want to make is that we need to have unity through our hope in Christ.
第二样嘢我想讲嘅系，通过我哋对基督嘅盼望，我哋可以有团结。
This relates to the second passage, which is found in Philippians chapter
3. 这个我们可以在腓立比书第三章里面看到。
Paul writes in verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven.
保罗在这里讲话，我们却是天上的国民。
Now, I was born here in the United States.
陈牧师在美国土生土长。
I am a U.S. citizen.
是美国公民。
And I feel blessed to be a U.S. citizen.
好感恩佢可以成为一个美国公民。
But Paul is saying we actually have dual citizenship.
但系保罗喺呢度讲，我哋其实系有双重嘅国籍。
He reminds us that our citizenship, most importantly, is in heaven.
佢喺度讲一个更加重要嘅公民嘅国籍系我哋系天上嘅公民。
And it's not because of things that I've done.
唔係因為我哋做咗啲乜嘢。
It's by my faith in Jesus Christ.
係因為我哋對主耶穌基督嘅信。
The Bible says my name is written in the book of life.
聖經話我哋嘅名字已經寫在生命冊上面。
And so my citizenship is in heaven.
所以我哋嘅 公民嘅身份喺天上。
But I'm also a citizen of the United States.
但與此同時，我哋亦都有地上美國嘅公民身份。
But our citizenship in heaven takes precedence over our earthly citizenship.
兩者之間，我哋天國嘅公民身份係應該優先過我哋喺地上美國嘅公民身份。
Why do I say that?
點解咧？
Because our citizenship in heaven is eternal.
因為我哋天上公民嘅身份係永恆嘅。
Our citizenship on earth is temporal.
地上嘅公民身份係有時間性。
And so our citizenship in heaven certainly should take precedence and should affect our citizenship here on earth.
所以我哋天上公民嘅身份应该优先于地上嘅公民身份，更加应该影响到我哋地上面嘅公民身份。
The Bible reminds us that we need to be heavenly minded rather than earthly minded.
圣经提醒我哋，我哋应该思想天上嘅事。
And so if we are heavenly minded, then our hope is not on the things of this world.
如果我哋真係思想天上嘅事嘅时候，我哋嘅希望，我哋嘅仰望就唔应该係呢个世界上面嘅事。
Our hope is in Jesus Christ.
我哋希望应该係喺耶稣基督身上。
And that's why after he says our citizenship is in heaven, Paul says from it we await a savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我哋保罗讲，我们却是天上的国民，并要等候。
No earthly human leader can be our hope.
冇一个地上嘅领袖能够成为我哋嘅希望。
Yes, we may prefer certain candidates.
冇错，我哋可能有对某一啲嘅政治领袖，我哋比较欣赏。
But they are not the savior.
但系佢哋唔系我哋嘅救主。
Only Jesus is the savior.
只有基督系我哋嘅救主。
He alone is our hope.
唯有佢系我哋嘅希望。
Because Jesus Christ is all-knowing, all-wise, and all-powerful.
因为主耶稣基督系有无上嘅智慧同埋无上嘅能力。
And it mentions here, in verse 21, I believe both its effect individually and that our hope is both individual and also as a society.
在经文的21节在这里讲，当中的盼望不单止是一个团体的盼望，也是我们个人的盼望。
In verse 21, it says, who, referring to Jesus, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body.
21节他讲，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
So, Paul is acknowledging that our bodies are very lowly.
保罗在这里讲，我们的身体是卑贱。
And as I'm getting older, I understand that very well.
当我们的年纪日渐长大的时候，我们开始明白。
Like many of you, I have all kinds of physical problems.
同大家一样，我们的我身体都有很多不同的问题。
For me, it's been my foot, my eyes, my skin, even.
陈牧师的问题可能在眼或者在皮肤或者脚上面。
And that's just the things on the outside.
这只不过是外面的问题。
I'm sure there's many other things I could share about internally as well.
身体里面的可能还有更多。
So our bodies are breaking down.
我们身体日渐的衰败。
They only last so many years.
只可以有一段短的寿命。
But Paul is saying we have a hope of a new body.
但我们有一个新身体的盼望。
A glorious body.
一个荣耀的身体的盼望。
And it comes from Jesus Christ.
这个是来自主耶稣基督的。
And so individually, even as our bodies are breaking down, our ultimate hope is in Jesus.
所以我哋个人上面，虽然我哋嘅身体开始衰败，但系我哋有盼望喺主耶稣基督入边。
Yes, we may go to the best doctors and get some good advice.
我哋可以去睇医生，可以有好好嘅医治。
But ultimately, our hope is in Jesus.
但系去到最后，我哋嘅希望都系喺主耶稣度。
But the second part of verse 21 also reminds us that not only our individual hope is in Jesus, but our society's hope is also in Jesus.
Yeah, 21节同时在这里讲，不单止我们个人的希望在主耶稣基督里面，我们团体，群体的希望也都是。
The last part of verse 21 says, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
21节在这里讲，他要按那能叫万有归服自己的大能。
That verb to subject all things to himself is an interesting word.
归服在这里是一个很特别的字眼。
It means to arrange in ranks.
歸服嘅意思喺呢度係一個編排唔同次序嘅意思。
Now we know that we live in a very mixed up world.
我哋知道我哋喺一個好混亂嘅社會度。
Things are not in its proper order.
好多事都唔係喺一個正確嘅次序入邊。
But when Christ returns, He will put everything in the proper place.
但係當耶穌基督回來嘅時候，我哋佢就會將呢一啲混亂嘅事重新嘅編排。
And that is why our hope, our ultimate hope for our society, is not in any human leader.
所以呢一個係我哋點解？我哋唔会将我哋希望放喺地上嘅领袖上面。
It is in Jesus Christ.
系喺主耶稣基督上面。
And so, if we know that in the recent election, there were lots of people who were very devastated by the outcome.
我哋知道喺最近嘅总统选举入边，有好多人系对选举嘅结果系觉得好失望。
Because they have no heavenly hope.
因为佢哋冇一个永恒嘅盼望。
And maybe this is a good time to share with them the ultimate hope in Christ.
可能呢个就系一个好嘅机会，去将呢个天上面嘅盼望去将佢分享出去。
Now, having our hope in Jesus doesn't mean that we should not get involved in earthly politics.
我哋有呢个永恒嘅希望，唔代表我哋唔需要去参与我哋地上嘅政治。
We live in a democracy.
我哋喺一个民主嘅社会度。
And so we have the ability to choose our leaders.
我哋有一个选择自己嘅领导人嘅能力。
And so as Christians, we are salt and light.
在我们作为基督徒，我们要做盐做光。
And so we should get involved in the workings of a democracy.
我们应该参与民主的制度。
But understanding that human leaders will not bring the ultimate hope.
但与此同时，我们也明白地上的领袖不能够将我们最终的盼望给我们。
That whatever solutions they have are only temporal.
他所给到我们的方案，所有解决问题的方法都只不过是暂时性。
But it's still good for Christians to get involved in the affairs of our nation.
话虽如此，基督徒依然都应该参与我哋地上政治。
Now we know that in Jesus, in his earthly ministry, healed many different people.
我哋知道主耶稣基督在世嘅时候，佢医治咗好多人。
He alleviated the suffering of many people.
减轻咗好多人嘅痛楚。
But those people still died later.
但系嗰啲人去到最后依然都系死亡。
But that did not stop Jesus from healing people.
但是他们的死亡不会阻止了主耶稣基督去医治他们。
But Jesus came to die for their sins.
主耶稣基督为他们去死。
So that they might have eternal life.
令到他们能够有机会得到永生。
And so, Jesus still helped people and tried to alleviate the problems and sufferings of the world.
主耶稣仍然在世的时候去医治这帮人，去减轻他们的痛楚。
The third point I want to make about unity is that unity, we need to have unity in prayer for those in authority.
我们要合一去为这班在位的人去祷告。
And this refers to the 1 Timothy chapter 2 passage.
这里我们可以看提摩太前书二章。
Here Paul says, first of all, then I urge that the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and for all who are in high positions.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此。
So Paul is telling his readers, particularly to that they need to pray for all people.
保罗在这里讲，我们会为所有人去祈祷。
But particularly for those who are in authority.
特别的是为君王和一切在位的。
We need to pray for wisdom and guidance for our human leaders.
我们要为我们地上的领袖去祈求有智慧，祈求他们懂得怎样领导我们。
This will allow Christians to live peaceful and quiet lives.
令到我们可以平安无事的度日。
And then in verse 4 of this passage, it even tells us to pray for their salvation.
第四節他說我們要為到這些在位者或者君王的得救去禱告。
That these earthly leaders need to come to know Christ.
這些在位者需要認識基督。
And so, hopefully we would as Christians be praying for our earthly leaders.
所以我哋作为基督徒，我哋需要为到地上嘅领袖去祷告。
And notice it doesn't just say, well, just pray for those leaders who are Christian.
啊，呢度冇讲话我哋净系为信基督嘅领袖去祷告。
He wants us to pray for all the earthly leaders.
我哋要为所有嘅君王去祈祷。
And whether they're Christian or not.
就算他是基督徒或者不是基督徒都要。
Whether they're good or bad.
就算他是好或者不好。
When Paul was writing this, Nero was the emperor of Rome.
保罗写这封书信的时候，尼禄是皇帝。
Later on, there would be intense persecution led by Nero.
尼禄王在往后的时候，大大的迫害基督徒。
Yet, Paul is saying we need to pray for Nero.
但保罗在这里讲话，我们都要为尼禄王 去祷告。
And so the application for us today is that we should be praying for President Trump.
所以对我们来讲，我们应该为特朗普总统去祷告。
And all our various leaders.
以及所有不同的领袖。
The Bible says that we need to pray for those in authority.
我们要为在位的祷告。
Whether we voted for them or not.
你有没有为他去投票？
You should pray for President Trump.
你就算不投他票，你都应该为他去祷告。
We should pray for his salvation.
为他的得救去祈祷。
We pray that he would humble himself before God.
为他可以在神面前谦卑去祷告。
We pray that he would seek wisdom from God.
希望他可以寻求神的旨意。
We pray that he will see things from God's perspective.
希望他可以明白神的心意去寻求他。
And so no matter whether you voted for him or whether you like him or not, The Bible tells us we need to pray for him.
就算你喜欢或者不喜欢他，支持或者不支持他，你都需要为他祷告。
And so Christians can be united around prayer for our president.
所以在对我们基督徒来说，我们可以在祷告上面合一。
Let me close with this illustration.
在结论的时候，让我们讲一个例子。
Previously in the Philippians passage, the Bible says that we are citizens of heaven.
在腓立比书讲，我们是天国的公民。
And some people have taken that illustration and said, you know, churches are like embassies of heaven.
有些人就在这里引申出来就说，教会就好像天国的大使馆一样。
And all the members of a church are ambassadors of heaven.
会众就好像天国的大使。
And every week we come together to receive encouragement for our mission.
每个礼拜我们就回到来得到鼓励。
That we are to share the love of Christ by word and deed.
我们用我们的信息，用我们的行为，去将主耶稣基督的爱传出去。
That we as representatives of heaven will offer light and hope to a dark world.
我们作为天国的代表，我们将希望，我们将光带到出去。
And so for all of us as members, we need to be good ambassadors of heaven.
所以我们作为会众，我们需要成为一个好的天国的大使。
And the best way that we can be ambassadors for heaven is to be like Christ.
作为一个好的大使，最好的方法就是行为和我们所想的都似基督。
And so particularly in a politically divided world, we need to be the peacemaker.
在一个政见分裂的社会里面，我们需要作为一个与人和睦的人。
We need to be willing to forgive those who have offended us.
我们要原谅那些伤害我们的人。
Or if we've made outlandish statements that we need to ask for forgiveness from others.
或者如果我们冒犯了人的话，我们要请求其他人的宽恕。
And as ambassadors of Christ, we cannot be hypocrites.
我们也都不可以假冒为善。
People in the world look at the church and they say, oh, it's filled with hypocrites.
很多人看教会，觉得教会里面有很多伪君子。
And so they don't like hypocrites.
没人喜欢伪君子。
Well, Jesus doesn't like hypocrites either.
主耶稣基督都不喜欢。
And so if we say something, we need to live it out as well.
所以我们讲，讲出来的说话，我们要做得到。
And so we say, oh, we're against abortion.
所以很多时候我们会说反对堕胎。
Well, do you do anything to help single mothers?
但喺反對墮胎嘅同時，我哋有冇幫助單親嘅母親？
Do you encourage adoption, for instance?
你有冇鼓勵收養呢？
Or if you say, well, all lives matter.
我哋話所有嘅生命，所有嘅人生都係重要嘅。
Well, are you upset when people who are different from you are treated unjustly?
但如果同我哋唔同嘅人受到唔公平嘅對待嘅時候，我哋會唔會關心呢？
So if we want to be ambassadors of Jesus Christ, we need to live lives that are sincere and living out the truth.
所以如果我哋要成為主耶穌基督成為天國嘅大使嘅時候，我哋需要喺我哋生活行動上面同主耶穌基督所講嘅吻合。
So hopefully if you come away from this sermon, you recognize that we need to preserve our unity in Christ.
所以希望大家听完这堂道之后，我们会明白我们需要团结。
That our world is filled with lots of political division.
这个世界有很多不同的政见的分歧。
But we as Christians need to be united.
但我们作为基督徒，我们需要合一。
And we need to be reminded that we are part of the body of Christ.
我们需要记得我们是在一个身体里面不同的肢体。
We may be diverse,
我们有不同的部分。
But we are united among, to Christ.
我们在基督里面合一。
We also need to be reminded that we are ultimately citizens of heaven.
我们需要明白我们是天国的公民。
And our hope is not in leaders of this world, but rather our hope is in Christ.
我们希望不在于地上任何的领袖，但是在我们的耶稣基督上面。
And finally, we need to be people that are praying for our leaders.
我们需要为到我们地上的领袖去祷告。
Whether you voted for them or not.
你有没有为他去投票？
Whether you like them or not.
你有没有为他们，你喜不喜欢他们都好。
The Word of God tells us that we need to pray for them.
圣经告诉我们知，我们需要为他们去祷告。
Let's bow together and pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, we recognize we live in a very divisive society.
亲爱的天父，多谢你，我们明白我们在一个分裂的社会里面。
We recognize that there are a lot of hostilities and bad feelings going around.
我们知道有很多负面的情绪。
And certainly it can affect our families.
会影响到我们的家庭。
It can affect our church.
也都影响我们的教会。
We pray that our unity is in Christ.
我们期望我们的合一是在基督里面。
That you put us together as part of the body of Christ.
你将我们召聚在一起，作为你基督的身体。
Help us to accept our differences.
帮助我们接受不同的意见。
Help us to put our hope not in human leaders, but in spiritual leaders.
帮助我们将我们的希望不是放在地上领袖，是放在属灵的领袖。
And we also want to pray at this time for President Trump.
我们都为特朗普总统去祈祷。
Maybe we didn't vote for him.
我们可能没有为他投票。
We don't like him.
我们可能不喜欢他。
But we want to pray for his salvation.
但我们为他的得救去祷告。
We pray that he would be guided by you.
我们希望他得到你的指引。
To make good decisions for the benefit of our country.
去为我们的国家做一些好的决定。
So thank you, Lord, for your word.
我多谢你的话语。
That is so helpful, even though it was written many, many years ago.
虽然在很久之前写落，但我们都觉得很有帮助。
That it has relevance for us today.
在今时今日的时候，依然都帮助到我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.